Heidi Exer's Welcome to Market Scope for August 2013. This month, it's more IDs and air checks from the Air Check Library.
Turn it up, Huber Heights. It's great oldies and great fun. Rolling out another 15 great oldies in a row on WDOL Englewood Dayton. The new oldies 94.5.
Oldies 94.5. How sweet it is to be loved.
We're playing 15 in a row, back-to-back, the best and the most oldies here on Dayton's Oldies Radio, the new oldies, 94.5.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, more great oldies back-to-back and 15 in a row with Zach Burns.
Well, for those of you who had to return to work after Thanksgiving, the weekend is finally upon us with great hits from Wilson Pickett. Two in a row from him next, Elvis, Runettes, Zombies a little later in the hour on your oldie station.
Oldies 94.5.
Dishing up your favorite oldies on a second helpings weekend. A second helpings weekend from the new oldies 94.5.
Mustang Sally, you wanna do it around?
The new oldies 94.5. Good afternoon to you. It's just after 12 noon. What was 7? It's 15 in a row on your home for the best and most oldies. Oldies Radio for Dayton, the new oldies 94.5. Here's the Supremes.
I've been
KSAM 94.9, today's new country plus all-time favorites.
$1,000 in cash?
That's right.
Lock it in. This is the place, baby.
Okay.
I never ask you where you're going, but I do know then.
Now, 94.9 FM, KSAN, checks into the Reba McEntire household to see how their Thanksgiving is being planned. As Reba enjoys her new country on KSAN, Narble, her husband, blows up the Reba Thanksgiving Day Parade balloon. Later, over dinner, a food fight erupts when Reba attempts to give Narble a wedgie.
Don't snap my undies.
You know, that's what's great about KSAN new country artists. They're just like you and me. Happy holidays from 94.9 KSAN.
I missed the song that they're going to play today.
Uh-oh, what's your name?
Philip.
Where were you at 7:40? You were sleeping late again, Philip?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I know what you're all about. Sleeping late.
I'm lazy. I can't help it.
Unemployed.
No, I'm employed.
I'm just kidding. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
It is Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Garth Brooks song?
Oh, God, I like all of them.
Oh, well, it's Thunder Rolls.
Yeah, would you play that for me?
You bumbling bird brain.
When legendary designer Coco Chanel Parfumé, the spirit of Chanel, at Emporium.
Hang on to her, boy, with all your...
KSAN 94.9. It's Thursday, which means we're one day away from the weekend. It also means that you can win $1,000 because we like to celebrate $1,000 Thursday here at the radio station. Be listening for Garth Brooks' Thunder Rolls. You could be in the green. KSAN 94.9, the Bay Area's country music station. This is Cherry King keeping you company this Thursday afternoon and getting hungry and getting ready for a little bit of lunch. It's Hot Country to Go. 30 minutes of continuous country favorites coming up, and I'd love to get a song on for you. Give us a call at 1-800-345-KSAN. It's the all request and dedication lunch hour from 94.9 KSAN.
Want a new CD without spending a dime? Well, for a limited time.
At Macy's. One to a customer, please, while supplies last.
KSAN, San Francisco, San Jose.
And now here's a feature you're sure to like.
It's Hot Country to Go with Terry King.
I got French fried by a waitress in Idaho.
We'll get a small burger pie and a bottle of tea.
The biggest watermelon on the vine.
Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth.
And dedication lunch hour on the Bay Area's country music station. Here's what's new in country music this week on 94.9 KSAN. And you'll hear it this week on 94.9 KSAN.
Hi, KSAN, Hot Country to Go.
I was wondering if you could play me a song.
What's your name?
My name is Chris Newman.
Chris Newman.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, lay it on me.
Okay, I don't know the name of the song, but it goes something like this. They call the thing a rodeo.
Oh, I think I know how that goes. Can you sing it for me?
And they call the thing a rodeo.
Oh, yeah, like...
I think it's Rodeo by John...
By Garth Brooks?
Garth Brooks, yeah.
Oh, I know that one.
Good.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
All right. You know what? That's a great song. I'm going to play it for you. But you know what, Chris?
What?
Don't quit your day job.
His eyes are cold and restless.
Continuous country favorites.
Fall. 94.9 FM KSAN brings you new just released country from your favorite artists. Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, and Reba McEntire all have new albums due this fall. And you'll hear them first from the Bay Area's country music station.
KSAN.
KSAN, Hot Country to Go, hello.
I'm wondering if you guys can make a request.
Okay.
It's from Mike to the Amador Dons football team.
Uh-huh.
Because we've got a big, 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 huge game tonight.
You do? Who are you playing?
We're playing Foothill.
Uh-huh.
It's our rival school, and it's like one of the biggest in Pleasanton.
Is this a big championship game?
It depends. This game will determine,
right?
This will determine the league title.
Okay, Mike, what do you want to play for him?
Kick a little.
Kick a little from Little Texas.
Uh-huh.
Well, go Dons tonight and win from KSA.
All right, thanks a lot.
My daddy always was a gentleman.
Continuous country favorites. 94.9 KSAN. KSAN.
If it ain't KSAN, then what is it? KSAN 94.9 FM, continuous country favorites.
Hi, KSAN, Hot Country to Go.
Hi, can I just sing a song to my mom?
Go ahead. What's your name?
Kayla.
Kayla?
Yeah.
How old are you, Kayla?
I'm 9.
You're 9, okay. What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Wendy.
And what do you want to play for?
The one about Don't Take the Girl.
Don't Take the Girl from Tim McGraw?
Yeah.
You love your mom?
Yeah.
You want to tell her anything special?
Tell her that I love her and sorry about what's happening in our life.
What happened?
My mom's going through a bad divorce.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Boy, that's tough, isn't it?
What?
That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard thing. All right, Kayla, well, I'm going to play that for you on KSAN, okay?
Okay.
She sounds like a lucky lady to have you for a daughter, boy.
Thank you.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old.
KSAN 94.9, the Bay Area's country music station. Tim McGraw by request there. Also, happy birthday to Zachary today in Napa. This is Terry. Well, we've got so many requests. We're going to try to get some more on with Hot Country to Go in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Thursday, November 9th.
Is Tonight Show host Jay Leno moonlighting as a talent agent?
1490 AM WNDU. I'm Chaz Kelly, right in the middle of a long set of the best songs of the 70s with a free ride from the Edgar Winter Group. Your Mama Don't Dance from Loggins and Messina was right at the top of the hour. Here's Joni Mitchell.
A parking lot.
All the songs we play sounded good on albums, 8-tracks, and cassettes. Now they sound great on compact disc. All digital, all 70s, all the time.
1490 AM WNDU. And all 70s, all the time. Lock your radio on 1490 AM, WNDU. 1490 AM, WNDU. With the greatest hits of the 70s, and I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Well, ain't that the truth? That's Steely Dan. They have a new greatest hits album out, by the way. CCR, heard it through the grapevine, and we heard Big Yellow Taxi from Joni Mitchell. I'm Chaz Kelly. Stick around. There's more. We've got Boston, the Guess Who, Grand Funk, Exile of the Cars coming up.
I am a virus and I'll make you ill.
I'm a nasty little virus, too.
Value City Furniture. Don't miss it.
If you can't listen to the 70s at work, get another job. All 70s, all the time.
1490 AM WNDU.
And that's our look back at bits and pieces of radio programming, all of them from the 90s this time around. If you'd like to share some of the radio programming from your hometown, send your recordings to me, Phil Wayne, at 7545 County Highway 71, Harpster, Ohio, 43323-9364. The Audio Service membership and all of my cats would be most grateful for your help. Now, for your amusement, here are the musings from the members.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members. This is Terry Livingston Hughes in Los Angeles. Does anyone have good suggestions for a radio, a portable radio, which has HD FM? I have recently visited Seattle, which has some wonderful HD2 and HD3 signals that I would not want to miss on any return visit there. And, of course, I'm curious what other places that I visit might have available. So I'm looking for a suggestion of an HD FM radio. Thanks. 73's Good DX.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. On the July service, it was mentioned by Mark that there'll be a nifty new receiver, as he put it, previewed and demonstrated at the convention. Well, for those of us like me who won't be able to attend the convention, I would like to make a request, either in August or September, a description of that receiver be part of the DX Audio Service. I know I'm anxious to see what it is.
And those are the only calls we had on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you'd like to muse, give us a call at area code 419-741-0205. 24 hours a day for DX Audio Service and EDXN members. Now let's catch up on some news. Chris Gay from Lexington, Kentucky is in the studio, and he's got some information on who's been nominated for the Marconi Awards. Chris?
The NAB has announced the finalists for the 2013 NAB Marconi Radio Awards. The winners will be announced on September 19th at the Marconi Radio Awards Dinner and Show during the 2013 NAB Radio Show in Orlando. The nominees: Legendary Station, Clear Channel, Talk, KFI AM Los Angeles, Clear Channel, Top 40, KIIS Los Angeles, CBS Radio, News, KYWAM Philadelphia, CBS Radio, News, WBBM AM and WCFS Chicago, Intercom, Sports, WEEI FM Boston, Network Syndicated Personality of the Year, Argelia Adelano, Univision Radio Network, Delilah, Premier Radio Networks, Steve Harvey, Premier Radio Networks, Tom Joyner, Reach Media, Petros and Money, Fox Sports Radio and Premier Radio Networks, Major Market Personality of the Year, Carter Allen, CBS Radio, Classic Rock, WZLX-FM, Boston, Boomer and Carton, CBS Radio, Sports, WFAN, AM and FM, New York, Ryan Cameron, CBS Radio, Urban, WVEE-FM, V103, Atlanta, Eric and Kathy, Hubbard, Hot Adult Contemporary, WTMX-FM, 101.9 FM The Mix, Chicago. The Musers, George Dunham and Craig Miller, Cumulus, Sports, KTCKAM, Dallas, Texas. Large Market Personality of the Year, Amos Brown, Radio 1, Urban Inspirational, WTLC AM, AM 1310 The Light, Indianapolis, Indiana. Chris Carr and Company, Hubbard, Country, WUBE-FM, B105.1, Cincinnati. Cornbread, Hubbard, Country, WIL-FM, St. Louis. Lori DeYoung, Clear Channel, Country, WPOC-FM, Baltimore. Kim Sellers, Radio 1, Urban Adult Contemporary, WZAK-FM, Cleveland. Medium Market Personality of the Year, Roger Todd, Tom O'Brien, Melissa Moran, and DJ the Trucker, Hall Communications, Country, WPCV-FM, 97 Country, Lakeland, Florida. Brian Byers, Newhoff Media, Talk, WSOY-AM, Decatur, Illinois. Brian Gary, Todd Harding, and Susan Moore, Town Square Media, Country, KUAD-FM, K99, Fort Collins, Colorado. Mark Erickson and Karen Kiley, Cumulus, Country, WOKQ, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Jermaine Funny Mane Johnson, Summit Media, Urban, WBHJ, 95.7, JAMZ, Birmingham, Alabama. Small Market Personality of the Year, Alex and Cora, Maverick Media, Country, WAXX, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Cosmo and Whitney, Zimmer, Top 40, KTXY, Y107, Columbia, Missouri. Brian Lee and Chris Wolf, Cherry Creek, Top 40, KZOQ, Z100, Missoula, Montana. Susan Littlefield, Three Eagles, Country, KZEN, KZ100, Columbus, Nebraska. Monk and Kelly, Cookville Communications, Country, WGSQ-FM, Country Giant 94.7, Cookville, Tennessee. Spanish Format Personality of the Year, Milton Andrade Cardenas, Univision, Regional Mexican, KLNV-FM, La Nueva 106.5, San Diego, California. Diamond Boy Luis, CBS Radio, Tropical, WLZL, El Zol 107.9, Washington, D.C. Rafael Orlando, Delmarva, Spanish Hits, WYUSAM, La Exitosa 930, Milford, Delaware. Javier Romero, Univision, Spanish Adult Contemporary, WAMR-FM, Amor 107.5, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Armando Ulloa, El Chiquilin, Emmis, Regional Mexican KLZT, La Z 107.1, Austin, Texas. Major Market Station of the Year, CBS Radio, Alternative KROQ, Los Angeles, California. Jerry Lee, ACWBEB, B101, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. CBS Radio, News, WINS-AM, New York, New York. Clear Channel, Top 40, Rhythmic, WJMN, Jammin' 94.5, Boston, Massachusetts. Greater Media, Rock, WMMR, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Large Market Station of the Year, Hubbard, KSTP-FM, KS95, St. Paul. CBS Radio, News Talk, WCCO-AM, Minneapolis. Cumulus Talk, WPRO-AM and WEAN, Providence. Intercom Talk, WWL-AM and FM, New Orleans. CBS Radio, Sports, WXYT-FM, 97.1 The Ticket, Detroit. Medium Market Station of the Year, Cox Media, News Talk, KRMG, AM and FM, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Guarantee, Classic Rock, WDGL, Eagle 98.1, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Glory Communications, Urban Inspirational, WGCV-AM, Columbia, South Carolina. Federated Media, Hot Adult Contemporary, WMEE, Fort Wayne, Indiana. SAFA, Hot Adult Contemporary, WMGX, Coast 93.1, Portland, Maine. Small Market Station of the Year, Zimmer, Country, KCLR, Clear 99, Columbia, Missouri. Fife, Adult Contemporary, KCVM, 93.5 The Mix, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Saga, Talk, KICDAM, Spencer, Iowa. Ham Broadcasting, Country, WKDZ-FM, Cadiz, Kentucky. Liwani Broadcasting Company, Adult Contemporary, WLEN, Adrian, Michigan. Adult Contemporary Station of the Year, Clear Channel, Hot Adult Contemporary, KBIG, My 104.3 FM, Los Angeles. Cox Media Group, Soft Adult Contemporary, WFEZ, Easy 93.1, Miami. Hubbard, Hot Adult Contemporary, WTMX, 101.9 FM, The Mix, Chicago. Intercom, Adult Contemporary, WWDE, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Cox Media Group, Adult Contemporary, WWRM, Magic 94.9, Tampa Bay. Top 40 Station of the Year. Intercom, Top 40 WFBC, B93.7, Greenville, South Carolina. Cookeville Communications, Top 40 WKSW, 98.5 KISS FM, Cookeville, Tennessee. Beasley, Top 40 Rhythmic, WRDW, Wired 96.5, Philadelphia. West Virginia Radio Corporation, Top 40, WVAQ, Morgantown, West Virginia. Univision, Tropical, WXNY, X96.3, New York. Country Station of the Year. Zimmer, Country, KCLR, Clear 99, Columbia, Missouri. Cox Media Group, Country, KKBQ, 93Q, Houston. CBS Radio, Country, WDSY, Y108, Pittsburgh. Cookeville Communications, Country, WGSQ FM, Country Giant 94.7, Cookeville, Tennessee. CBS Radio, Country, WUSN, US 99, Chicago. News Talk Station of the Year. Hubbard, Talk, KTMY, My Talk 107.1, St. Paul. Greater Media, Talk, WBT AM and FM, Charlotte. CBS Radio, News, WBZ AM, Boston. Cumulus, Talk, WPRO AM and WEAN, Providence. Cox Media Group, News Talk, WSBAM and WSBB, Atlanta. Religious Station of the Year. Salem, Contemporary Christian, KFSH 95.9 The Fish, Los Angeles. Gabriel Communications, Contemporary Christian, KKJM, Spirit 92.9, Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. Salem, Religion, KKLA, Los Angeles. John Brown University, Contemporary Christian, KLRC, Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Clear Channel, Urban Inspirational, WCAO, Baltimore. Rock Station of the Year. Emmis, Rock, WSHE, St. Louis. Cox Media Group, Rock, WBAB, Long Island, New York. Hubbard, Classic Rock, WDRV, The Drive, Chicago. Greater Media, Active Rock, WRAT, 95.9 The Rat, Belmar, New Jersey. CBS Radio, Classic Rock, WZLX, Boston. Spanish Station of the Year. Univision, Regional Mexican, KGBT-FM, McAllen, Texas. CBS Radio, Spanish Hits, KLOL, Mega 101, Houston. Univision, Regional Mexican, KLNV, La Nueva, 106.5, San Diego. Univision, Spanish Hits, WKAQ-FM, KQ-105-FM, San Juan, Puerto Rico. Delmarva, Spanish Hits, WYUSAM, La Exitosa, 930, Milford. Sports Station of the Year. Cumulus, Sports, KTCK-AM, The Ticket, Dallas. CBS Radio, Sports, WBZ-FM, 98.5 The Sports Hub, Boston. CBS Radio, Sports, WIP-FM, Philadelphia. CBS Radio, Sports, WSCR AM 670 The Score, Chicago. CBS Radio Sports, WXYT FM 97.1 The Ticket, Detroit. Urban Station of the Year, Cox Media Group, Urban, WEDR, Miami. Howard University, Urban Adult Contemporary, WHUR, Washington, D.C. Radio 1, Urban, WKYS, Washington, D.C. Radio 1, Urban Adult Contemporary, WTLC-FM, Indianapolis. CBS Radio, Urban, WVEE, V103, Atlanta.
Thanks, Chris. That's Chris Gay from Lexington, Kentucky, with a list of the Marconi Award nominees. Now here's Phil Wayne to talk about an artist who got in a little bit of trouble.
Like a complete unknown, Bob Dylan frog-marched to collect ID after a rookie policewoman fails to recognize scruffy music legend. This appeared in the UK Daily Mail. The author is Annette Witheridge. He has sold albums by the millions and was the idol of the 1960s protest movement. But yesterday, Bob Dylan discovered what it's like to be just a face in the crowd. Police were called in a quiet seaside town after he was spotted freewheeling down the street and apparently acting suspiciously. A 22-year-old female officer demanded to see his identification papers. He assumed she would at least recognize the name, if not the face, but she ordered him into the back of her car and took him to his hotel to check his story. Then she radioed her older colleagues at the police station to see if anyone knew who Bob Dylan was. "I'm afraid we all fell about laughing," said Craig Spencer, a senior officer in Long Branch, New Jersey. "If it was me, I'd have been demanding his autograph, not his ID." "The poor woman has taken rather a lot of abuse from us. I offered to bring in some of my Dylan albums. Unfortunately, she doesn't know what vinyl is either." It was in 1965 that Dylan wrote "Like a Rolling Stone" with its line, "How does it feel to be on your own, a complete unknown?" He found out while staying at Ocean Place Resort in Long Branch. Before taking part in a concert with Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp, he decided to take a stroll through the town's Latin Quarter. "Residents called in to complain there was an old scruffy man acting suspiciously," said Officer Spencer. "It was an odd request because it was mid-afternoon, but it's an ethnic Latin area, and the residents felt he didn't fit in." This is not the first time that Dylan has wandered off alone while on tour. After a concert in Belfast in 1991, he shunned his chauffeur-driven limo and was captured by a TV crew waiting at a bus stop. And in the middle of an American tour, he popped unannounced into the childhood home of author Mark Twain. When the stunned curator asked if he was really Bob Dylan, he said, "I guess I am." For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne.
Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio by Todd Leopold of CNN? In the capital city and college town of Columbus, Ohio, there's a shrine to a disc jockey. His name was Andy Davis, better known as Andy Man, and he manned the evening drive shift at WWCD. He was a bear of a man, a hugger, a backslapper, a preacher's son who called everybody brother. He could carry you along with his enthusiasm. DJ Brian Phillips recalls Davis's annual 48-hour fundraising extravaganza, known as Andy Manathons, exhorting callers to outbid one another. "Come on, brother, $10 more," Andy would say. "Our children's charities meant everything to him," Phillips says. "By the end of each Andy Manathon, he was drained and everyone was in tears. He had given it his all, and yet you'd have to drag him out of the studio. He gave everybody a shot. Leslie James was a guest DJ, an enthusiastic listener who once got to do an hour of her favorite songs on the air. When she was done, she nervously handed Davis her resume. I mentioned that I grew up listening to the radio and wanted to be part of it," she recalls. "He laughed, smiled at me, and said, 'Honey, I don't need a resume. I like what I hear over the past hour.'" He was an evangelist for local music. "I felt like Andy was someone who was looking out for the local musicians just getting started and looking out for my best interests," says musician Brian Epp, who recalls Davis supporting him before a show. I'll never forget his smile and that initial hug when he announced us and said that he was from CD 101. I felt like we were getting some rite of passage. That was Andy. He was your friend. On July 18th, 2010, Andy Davis died. He was just 42. His death hit everybody hard and shook the station to its core. WWCD was hanging on by its fingernails. The recession had ripped into its revenues. The ratings were in trouble. The station was going through a complex financial transaction. It had just sold its frequency, 101.1, to Ohio State University and was making arrangements to move up the dial to 102.5 in hopes of expanding its audience. The entire staff had taken a substantial pay cut. Even the lease on its office space was up. And in the midst of this all, here was Andy's wife, Molly, calling to deliver the awful news. For a rare bird in an increasingly generic business, a completely independent commercial music station, it was going to be a struggle. WWCD had no safety net. It wasn't a part of a regional cluster of stations. It had no TV or newspaper ties. There was no giant conglomerate to move the money over from one division's pockets. Everybody's lives were wrapped up in the station. Competition, the economy, and now its beating heart. WWCD was at the crossroads, and the path ahead was full of static. During that time, we had to make a decision on whether to keep the radio station, recalls Wendy Vaughn, wife of owner Roger Vaughn. And my head said, you need to let it go. But my heart said, this is a guy's life, his legacy, his identity. You just can't let it go. It wasn't just WWCD. Quietly in some markets, loudly in others, music radio has been under siege. Like many media, it's battling demographics and technology just to stay alive. At the same time, losing the institutional memory and talent that made it distinctive. Radio creates such a powerful connection, says Randy Malloy, who as general manager was trying to save the station with Roger Vaughn. You don't remember the newspaper article that you read when you had your first kiss or the TV show. It was a song. You remember that song. There is such a hardwired connection in our brains to music, which is why people in the industry are worried that old-fashioned AM/FM radio may be drifting off into the ether as it struggles to attract the younger listeners who have been its bedrock for generations. Sure, broadcast radio has been the red-headed stepchild of communications media for decades. TV, CDs, satellite, the internet, they were all supposed to kill radio off. Radio ad man Mark Lipsky jokes that he keeps a black suit in his closet just for all the funeral announcements he's seen for radio. He says radio remains strong and will adjust. It always has. AM/FM radio will probably command a smaller slice of the pie, says Lipsky, president and CEO of the radio agency. But it's certainly not going to be replaced. Others are less optimistic. The business is in flux. Rock music has fallen out of fashion. Format changes are common. The 12 to 24-year-olds, who are the radio listener and employees of the future, are gravitating toward the internet or iDevices. Three of the biggest hits of the last year, Call Me Maybe, Gangnam Style, and Harlem Shake, were driven by YouTube and social media. Billboard magazine, the chart bible, just added YouTube to its pop chart sources. Clear Channel and Cumulus, the two dominant radio broadcasters, each with hundreds of stations, are struggling to pay off mountains of debt and have laid off thousands of workers, including many DJs. And the heart of terrestrial radio, its emphasis on the local, has drifted. Hometown DJs, once the central voice of all, increasingly find themselves marginalized in favor of syndicated voices and formatic presentations. That's a concern, said Lipsky. Anybody can play Bruno Mars and Pink, but nothing's going to replace the sound of having a local jock tune you in to when those artists are coming to town or things that make you a part of the community. Jerry, who is an industry analyst for Inside Music Media, says he believes the future of radio is dim. Radio, he warns, is no longer appealing to young people. They don't like it. They don't use it that much. Don't know the stations. And at the same time, the radio companies are shooting themselves in the foot by cutting back and getting rid of personalities. He looks at the landscape and wonders about the attraction. If any of this is true, why would you want to be in the business? Ed Levine, whose Galaxy Communications owns a handful of stations in central New York, puts it more bluntly. If we're not proactive, we'll be newspapers. Andy Mann always wanted to be in radio. A native of rural Ohio, he got the bug early, going into broadcasting school and working as an overnight jock at a country station. But WWCD was where he wanted to be, and he called the station incessantly, volunteering to work any shift to do any job. He finally wore them down, said Molly Davis, his widow. He worked his way up from overnights and random shifts to become the music director, the person who manages the station's song selection, and then program director, a job that oversees the station's entire on-air output, including DJs, music, and commercials. He was always sincere and passionate, said Tom Butler, one of his many proteges. At the end of a summer festival, Butler recalls, Andy was still standing at the gates, shaking hands with every single person who walked through. He just genuinely wanted to meet and connect with every single listener, every single fan. It's the sort of enthusiasm one might associate with a different generation, when DJs were the Pied Pipers of rock and roll, and their distinctive voices were ubiquitous and powerful. In 1966, a Hollywood teen fair asked visitors about the biggest influences in their lives. The order? God, disc jockeys, then parents. The late Robert W. Morgan, the leading voice of Los Angeles's KHJ, once recalled. Of course, that was a different time. When Top 40 ruled and everyone listened to the same stuff, says Alan Sniffen, who runs the website dedicated to New York's old WABC AM, back when it was Music Radio 77. Listen to the kings of radio, all-time great DJs. Nowadays, radio is more corporate and buttoned up, which has made DJing and programming a harder job. On the one hand, people complain that radio sucks. It's generic and boring, and the DJs all sound the same. The music all sounds the same. Even the manic car commercials all sound the same. On the other hand, new music and creativity can be tough sells. People like the familiar. The familiar is dependable, and dependable is easier to sell. The pressure at music stations is to stick with the tried and true, to run focus groups, and test out the wazoo. Margaret Chabonian, former music director of Atlanta's now-defunct Dave FM, says the trend has been to cut back on DJs and their patter because ratings show that people don't like chatter. She doesn't agree with the interpretation of the data, though. What corporations don't understand, she says, is that the amount of DJ chatter has nothing to do with tuning out. It's the quality of what the DJs say. People were engaged by the DJs, she says, though her bosses at CBS Radio gave the adult alternative station a longer run than she expected last fall when the ratings declined. The station switched to sports talk, and much of the staff got the axe. She's now leaving terrestrial radio behind. She now has a website called Eve Radio, EAVRADIO.com, a new music station with an emphasis on the Atlanta scene. I see it as an extension of what Dave Radio could have been, she says. An old-fashioned broadcast radio? She's done. Done with the numbers and the restrictions and the suits. I'll never program for a corporate radio station again, she says. At age 15, Bob Pittman started as a DJ in his hometown of Brookhaven, Mississippi. It was not his first choice. I really wanted the high-paying job in town, which was bagging groceries at Piggly Wiggly, he says. Radio was, however, the right choice. He quickly promoted to positions up the line, and by 1974, when he was 20, the boy wonder was the program director of WMAQ-AM in Chicago. Within 3 years, he was running WNBC-AM in New York, one of the biggest stations in the country. Over the next three decades, he helped found MTV, became a successful producer, headed Time Warner's Six Flags theme park division, ran Century 21 real estate companies, took over AOL in its formative years, and was the chief operating officer of the merged AOL-Time Warner. And then 3 years ago, the famed media entrepreneur returned to his radio roots, investing $5 million in Clear Channel. Today, he's the head of the nation's largest radio company, becoming the symbol of corporate radio. Clear Channel Chief, technology and opportunity, not a risk. While he was gone, there were plenty of changes. When Pittman started, music radio mainly used to be AM Top 40. Over the years, it moved to FM, on the continually splintering array of formats. But the big sea change in the business came 17 years ago when Congress passed the Telecommunications Act of 1996. Gone were the restrictions on the numbers of stations a company could own in a market. Suddenly, corporations went on a buying spree. The two biggest, Clear Channel and Cumulus, started dominating markets by purchasing several stations in the same city. At its peak, Clear Channel owned more than 1,200 radio stations, a concert promotion company, a billboard division, and a variety of other interests. Before 1996, it owned 43 stations. It's since sold off the concert firm, but still owns about 850 stations. Cumulus has about 570. With Clear Channel's aggressive tactics and formidable clout, others in the business took to calling the company the Evil Empire. Eric Bolhart wrote a number of stories for Salon about its power plays, calling it radio's big bully. For a decade, the big companies thrived, but the recession hit them hard. In 2008, Bain Capital helped lead a leveraged buyout of Clear Channel. The company now has $20 billion in long-term debt, and according to a 2012 article in Forbes, barely earns enough to cover its interest payments and capital expenditures. Cumulus posted a huge loss last year, thanks to its debt load. In 2010, Pittman bought into Clear Channel, telling the Wall Street Journal he agreed to help out part-time. A year later, he became CEO. He's been trying to remake it ever since. It hasn't been easy. The company has been on a cost-cutting binge for several years, shedding stations, cutting jobs, and consolidating operations. One of its practices, voice tracking, in which a DJ in one city can broadcast his or her show to several others, giving the appearance of local broadcasting in each market, has been particularly criticized as emphasizing the national and generic over the local. Those cutbacks have taken a toll. Rick Wright, a longtime radio veteran and communications professor at Syracuse University, does a weekend show at a Clear Channel station. He says the building's local studios are like a ghost town when he visits. Pittman dismisses the criticism. The company still believes in local, he says. Only now it's tapping into national talent, the way local TV stations replaced their self-produced talk shows with Oprah Winfrey's show nearly three decades ago, and the company's headcount, he maintains, is still healthy. We have cutbacks, but you don't look at the other side of that equation, which is how many people we've hired, he says, his southern accent mixing smoothly with his rat-a-tat-tat statistic-laden delivery. Our headcount has not gone down as a company, and the reason it's not gone down is because we're constantly rebalancing. Roger Vaughn got the idea for WWCD after living in Denver in the 1980s while working in real estate. He was inspired by KBCO, a nearby station in Boulder, Colorado, that played new music with the energy of old radio. "I've had this love of both radio and music my whole life," he says. "I considered both businesses magical and never dreamed I might work in either. You need some sort of special talent or something, right? I convinced myself that Denver and Columbus were similar demographically, that a radio adventure like this could both sound unique and be profitable, and I should try to do it," he says. WWCD, then CD 101, went on the air in 1990. Randy Malloy was there almost from the beginning. He moved to Columbus from college in New Jersey in the late 1980s, started at the station as an intern, and worked his way up. At 49, Malloy looks like an older version of Crispin Glover's grown-up McFly character in Back to the Future. Blonde hair with bits of gray, lank and long on the sides and the back, as he got into an argument with his barber halfway through the haircut. He talks fast and thinks faster. His voice, Mel Brooksian, rasp, tries to keep up with all the possibilities in his brain. He's a one-man chamber of commerce for his adopted hometown. On a gray winter's day, he drives up High Street, the Ohio Capitol's main drag, and proudly points out sights: the reborn downtown, the once-dead Short North neighborhood, the Ohio State Hangouts. He talks about the city's plan to get rid of the one-way boulevards that shuttle people into the suburbs. He praises the homes in German Village and hopes for the growth in the nearby brewery district. It's still a patchy area in the south downtown area by the Scioto River, a kind of place where you'd imagine an alt-rock broadcaster to take up residence. Localness used to be the point of radio. It may have attracted its audience through music, but it kept them by keeping them informed, being a trusted friend, as Malloy said. Syracuse's Wright puts it more succinctly: "The greatest social media is radio broadcasting, period." Wright remembers his godmother advising him on the importance of community. She hosted a popular midday show on WRAP in Norfolk, Virginia, that played music, conducted interviews, and provided information. She told me, "If you ever are really serious about putting a radio station together, you want your air personalities to become so integrated into the total sociological fabric of the audience that you're serving that when they're in trouble, they'll call the disc jockey at the station before they call the police," she says. "You've become a part of the family. They feel that they know you." It took a lot of effort after Andy Mann died, but WWCD stayed on the air. Vaughn plowed more money into it. Malloy sank his 401k into buying a majority ship interest. The station redoubled its marketing efforts, particularly partnerships with local music promoters and Columbus pro hockey team, the Blue Jackets. Everybody took pay cuts and multitasked, with DJs doing promotion and interns doing everything. WWCD is a throwback. It's one of a handful of independent, major market commercial stations left in America. It's run like a throwback, too, with a strong focus on new music and community service. Indeed, the station flaunts its indie credibility like a bold tattoo. "We're not Clear Channel," trumpets the station's IDs on the air, a shot at its powerful competitor, which owns 6 Columbus stations, including the market leader. A CD file drawer in the studio sharpens the point with a bumper sticker: "Clear Channel Kills." Another banner on its website says, "Rock Local." Radio's Last Stand, A Day in the Life at CD 102.5. There's a lot of bad blood between Clear Channel and others in the industry, thanks to the former tactics in the early 2000s. Malloy and the Vaughns talk about Clear Channel's dominance with an attitude bordering on disgust. Wendy Vaughn says the company offered $15 million for the station at one point. WWCD studios and offices form a ramshackle warren of rooms in the basement of a renovated restaurant and reception hall in the brewery district, fitting the dominant feature of a large bar complex with an ice cream freezer. We're a bar with a radio problem, Malloy jokes. Decorations around the studio window wish patrons a happy holiday, changing with the season. Inside the studio are wooden slat seats from the old Cleveland Municipal Stadium. A mannequin wearing a skull mask and a black robe keeps watch over an equipment closet. There are about a dozen employees ambling around. Some dress so casually it's hard to tell the veterans apart from the college student interns. The station van, which is an old ice cream truck, is parked outside. Malloy, a DIY type of guy who drove an ambulance to put himself through college, has been spotted covered in motor oil from trying to get it started. The vibe is that of a low-key clubhouse. A number of employees talking about growing up with the station and saying they're working there is a dream come true. Kyle Hoffmeister, one of the DJs, grew up near Columbus, but spent his college years in Florida. One of the big things about leaving town when I realized how much I missed this was the radio station, he said. We have kids who tell us, I grew up listening to you, and now they've started a band. And now their goal is to get on the top 5 at 5, Malloy says. They're excited, and that excitement excites us. On a recent Tuesday morning, the DJs and interns poured into Leslie James' narrow office for their weekly music meeting, a kind of radio record free for all releases. That one-hour guest DJ who Andy Mann hired without seeing her resume is now the station's program director, taking over after Davis died. The music meeting is open to pretty much any staffer. As in Andy Mann's day, anything is fair game. Record labels drop off the records all the time. But if a listener records a song in his dorm room and sends it over as an MP3, the gang will give it a go. Tom Butler, the evening drive DJ who shares an office with James, pops in record after record, the Dirty Projectors, Theo, the Get Down, Stay Down, the Grizzly Bear. A new cut by the French turntablist C2C, that's letter C, number 2, letter C, earns wildly different reviews. It's innovative, if that's what you're going to call it, says one staffer. Johnny Marr, the former Smiths guitarist, fares better with his latest. Though, through it all, James scans Facebook, goes over the playlist, and takes notes. She lets the group offer their take, and then she offers her opinion, with a firm politeness that suggests that she can hear whether a song fits with the station's overall feel. Which is not to say that CD 102.5 doesn't experiment. Its playlist now includes more than 40 slots for new releases, a huge number in the Play It Safe world of commercial radio. And James is aggressive. When the new David Bowie single was released, she didn't wait for a handout, but paid a buck to download it from iTunes. It's not an unusual occurrence. We're a new music station, she says. We love to break bands. Amongst the groups that have used WWCD as a launching pad have been the Lumineers, Fitz and the Tantrums, and Black Keys, and Mumford and Sons. WWCD also likes to support the local community, a connection that goes way back, Malloy says. CD 102.5 has been voted the city's best radio station in a local poll for almost 2 decades straight. We believe we make the city better, Malloy says. The station offers stress breaks, handing out treats from its ice cream truck, maintains a green team beautification squad, participates in art festivals, and still engages with residents through the Andy Manathons. James Goldstein, Vice President of Marketing for the Greater Columbus Arts Council, says the station goes above and beyond. Other stations do provide promotional support, but don't go the distance like CD 102.5 does, she says. For a community to be truly vibrant culturally, you have to have a real good institution, access to great events, and support for individual artists. The great thing about 102.5 is they help in all three areas. Does anyone dream of owning a radio station anymore? When I was in my teens and early 20s, my friends and I would fantasize about winning the lotto and buying a crappy little AM signal. An FM signal would be fine too, but we figured it would be far too expensive. Our model was a cross between the AM greats and the FM freeform stations, in which the DJ would be energetic, fun, and a little off color, and the music would be a mix of, well, whatever tickled our fancy. It would be exciting, it would be rhythmic and fluid and honest, and we would always tell the listeners the names of the songs and the artists that they just heard. If I were in college today, I would even dream of working at a radio station, much less own one. I don't think there is a living to be made in radio, says Anna, a student at Georgia State University and general manager of its new music-oriented WRAS-FM. It's a slowly dissolving business. Her colleague, WRAS music director Frey DeVore, says that that's true for much of the staff, including himself. The Georgia State students they cater to in Atlanta are particularly in the web. Now we have a culture of blogging. That's how a lot of musical exposure is going on now, through the internet, DeVore says. There are so many other resources available than getting in your car and turning on the radio. Opinion. Who needs radio? I'll take the web. The high school and college kids who once craved radio employment and trained on their college or local stations are finding it harder to get jobs, thanks to the elimination of air shifts. The farm system has been devastated. In the old days, if you were a communications major or just anybody who had an interest in getting into radio, you could find a small or medium market radio station, and you learned your craft, Syracuse Wright says. Now you have to go to a radio station, and there's nobody there. Nobody. There's a computer running the place. Wright blames the industry's leaders. The guys who really own this industry are trying to run it as cheap as they can, and that means not hiring people, Wright says. And in the meantime, they're not laying any seeds for the future of the industry. Clear Channel's Pittman admits his primary focus is now technology. One of Clear Channel's major new ventures is iHeartRadio.com, a web service that features 1,500-plus live stations or create your own, its website says, including a Pandora-like channel and several programmed playlists. It's available on the web or through a variety of device platforms, including apps for the iPod, Androids, and the Kindles. The idea is get more stations into more places, whether it's through the internet or a portable device application. Public transit commuters, for example, can plug into iHeartRadio.com through their smartphones, or people in one market can listen to stations in other markets. What we want is to find more listening occasions, Pittman says. Digital listening is currently less than 10% of the radio audience, according to a 2012 Pew Research Center survey, but Pittman expects it to be a major part of the future. But we think it's a terrific opportunity for us, he says. But others call out the clash between Clear Channel's digital plans and its local cutbacks. What he says sounds real good. What he does, not so good, says Galaxy Communications Levine. He talks about content over here, and when you're not looking, lays off 700 people over there, and nobody calls him on it. He says iHeartRadio will be stillborn without any investment in talent and stations. The iHeart application is not content, he says. You need a living, breathing person to drive this thing called content. And if you keep systematically firing them, like Clear Channel and Cumulus do, you're not going to have much of an industry left. Things are looking up in Columbus. The recession is fading, and sales are improving. Thanks to a new signal, WWCD's ratings are up as well. In March, it posted its best overall audience numbers in at least 3 years, with strong showing in the key demographics. And the staff believes the community is behind them. We are so plugged into the community. If we went away, people would definitely notice, says Phillips, a DJ who's been with WWCD for 18 years. It's a personal touch that's been completely lost from radio. Obviously, this is a business, but we're always thinking, how can we be more involved in the community? The Shrine to Andy Man is just a few steps from WWCD's studios, a table lined with candles, photos, and a mock check for the Andy Manathon. The center, there's a portrait of Andy Davis. His spirit is always present, the spirit of a big-hearted man, the spirit of music radio. Molloy remembers a long time ago. It was his first day at the station, and he was at an event walking across a field. The ice cream truck pulled up. Inside was Andy Man. "Get in," the DJ said. "Let's go." Andy Man may be gone, but the station still rolls on. That's it for the August edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for 2013. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out there and support your radio club by participating in the DX Audio Service. We'd love to have your columns, your information, and especially your stories. See you next month.